hey, hey, rock out like crazy, man, with this new dance music news from Christian Dance Music Center for showing you a good time. Yes, presenting new audio cast called Steam You Later. Bye bye for now. Bye.
White House releases approved dictators list, 10th of October 2006. This is Reverend Stimulator for iNews. iNews with a dance beat, a Christian dance beat. Washington Day FA, Gowana News Network reporting. Egyptian military strongman Hosni Mubarak and Pakistan's late-night U.S. talk show mainstay Pervez Musharraf top the list of acceptable non-democratic autocrats in this week's official White House rankings. Mubarak leapt to number one with a bullet for each apprehended member of the Muslim Brotherhood after fellow military Musharraf relinquished his top spot on account of his appearance on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, having drawn too much attention to Afghanistan for the U.S. administration's liking. Holding steady at number three on the list was KGB heavyweight-turned-Russian President Vladimir Putin, with Uzbekistani kingpin Islam Karimov at number four, because he doesn't rock the boat and nobody remembers that massacre in Andijan last year. Number five was Turkmenistan's president for life, Sapir Murat Niyazov, because nobody even knows where the nightmarish little shithole is. Christ. White House spokesman Tony Snow, who remains an administrative mouthpiece despite having left Fox News, said that in the wake of the apparent low-rent nuclear test by dumpy androgynous North Korean nutbag Kim Jong-il, U.S. President George Bush felt that it was important to make abundantly clear who's hot and who's not. Well, Perez, or the Pervmeister, as we like to call him, has been a favorite of ours for a long time. But this week, Hosni has hit number one for the simple reason that he knows how to keep his mouth shut, unquote, Snow said. Snow left the door ajar for Syrian President Bashar Assad, to rejoin the hit parade, provided that he stop being such a pussy about Lebanon and open the floodgates, for extraordinary rendition flights again, unquote. Dancing, 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 while I'm doing the news. U.S. de facto Secretary of State Hank Kissinger said today's chart toppers were a pale shadow of the seminal acts that topped the charts in his heyday. Quote, no din din, now there was a Viet you could take to the bank, unquote, he said, quote. Anastasio Somoza-Garcia, like FDR said, he may be a son of a bitch, but he's our son of a bitch. Never been a Nicaraguan like him since. And General Augusto Pinochet, oh, there was a guy with fashion sense. Oh. When that guy said he was going to get his secret police to wedge trade unionists' heads under the fire escape steps at the soccer stadium and jump on their backs to break their necks, you could sleep like a baby knowing he was gonna do it. Unquote. This has been Reverend Stimulator with iNews with a beat. Thank you for suffering.